Hello, people of the world. This is Jeff Wang, and you're listening to the Jawsome Life podcast. Thank you again for joining me on this fifth episode, I believe. Today, I'm going to talk about the feeling of lost. How I feel like I lack guidance, how I feel like I'm searching for meaning in life, but I don't know where to search, and how reading Nietzsche and studying philosophy has helped me come to my qualms, come to closure with this feeling of lost, of lack of guidance. But first, a quick word from the sponsors. All right, so I just came off of the March spring break. I had midterms right before then. I took all my tests, and then I went to Switzerland with two of my friends. And I spent a week in Switzerland, just Switzerland, traveling through. Started in Geneva, went to Montreux, went to Interlaken, and then finally Zurich. So I went through basically the top of Switzerland and took the train all the way down. There was a French part, and then we went to the Swiss-German part of Switzerland. And, well, first of all, Switzerland is very expensive. That was probably the most I got out of it. But also, Switzerland is such a beautiful country. It's so beautiful. It really made me think a lot. Especially when you spend hours and hours on the train and you're just going through. You can't really do anything else besides listen to music and think. So I spent a lot of time thinking. I also got to ski the Alps, so that was really fun. So, but besides that, I did a lot of thinking while sitting on the trains in Switzerland. And I think right now, what I'm really struggling with right now is finding meaning. I have this feeling of lost. I just feel lost, and I'm searching, and I'm looking. I'm trying to find a map. Or any sort of paved road towards what I want in life. Generally, I have this really vague image of what I want. I think all of us kind of have some sort of realization or some sort of dream of what we want in when we grow up, or maybe not, I won't say grow up, but what we want out of life, you know? Maybe you want to be a doctor, maybe you want to be a lawyer, maybe you want to be a chef, or you want to travel the world, you want to be an actor. I particularly want to travel the world and learn about economics and finance and stocks and investing, and kind of teach other people that, and kind of share my knowledge. But I have no idea how the hell to get there. And right now I feel like I'm doing all these things in life. I'm going to school. I'm studying at Villanova. I'm studying economics and finance, which is what I love. But I feel like I'm doing a lot of useless things. Like, do you ever get the feeling like maybe you want to, let's say you want to be a chef, and you just know you want to be a chef. You want to cook great food. You want to taste different cuisines, try different combinations, and for some reason, every day you get up at 8 a.m. and you just do math. For some reason, you just do math instead of cooking. Someone else cooks you a prepackaged meal, and you just do math, like integrals and derivatives and multiplication and statistical analysis all day. And there's no correlation. There's no connection. Maybe there is. Maybe math leads you into loving the sciences, and you learn about chemistry, and then your chemistry brain teaches you different combinations of foods to help you be a better chef. But let's say that's not the case here. Let's just say you're just getting up every day and you're doing math when you'd rather be cooking good food and feeding people and sharing the beauty, the art of cuisine. And that's kind of the analogy I'd use for my situation right now. I wanna I want to be out there in the world doing things. I want to be working. Let's see, the company I really want to work for right now is The Economist, because the journalism for economy and traveling the world for maybe Asia and Europe and Americas, I want to be doing that. I want to be out there doing things. And instead, I'm here just spending time going to school. I mean, I love my courses, don't get me wrong, but there are just a few courses in my course schedule right now that makes me feel like I'm doing math for no reason. And I'm afraid that the next 2 years of my college career, that I might be doing too much math when I really just want to be learning about economics and writing about economics and traveling the world. If that makes any sense. I'm sure a lot of us kind of feel this way. I'm sure everyone feels this way at some point in their life. You know, life really is unfair because we all want to do something else that we're not currently doing. So then it got me thinking, maybe I'm just rushing it. You know, I'm only 19 and I'm thinking a little bit too far ahead. I'm thinking too much about career outside of school. You know, right now I have 4 years to do anything, to take risks. That's kind of what I'm here to do. It's kind of why I'm doing this podcast, kind of why I write my blogs. It's to take risk and try new things. So even though I do feel lost, even though I feel like I'm doing kind of useless things that don't necessarily relate to the ultimate dream, maybe it's for the better, because maybe it will teach me what I don't want to do. So yeah, that's kind of my outlook right now in terms of where I am at life. Try to look at it both in a positive and critical sense. Critical sense, obviously, I feel like I'm doing too much math. But maybe the math I'm doing right now will lead me to loving chemistry, and that'll help me be a better chef. Other than that, so with philosophy is how I've been kind of coping with the meaning of life, as I'll say, that we're all trying to answer. And I have to say, I've stumbled upon probably my favorite philosopher thus far, which is Friedrich Nietzsche. German philosopher. Don't exactly remember when he was alive, but he's known as, or he's often condemned as a nihilist. A nihilist meaning someone who says, kind of conveys that there's no meaning to life, so there's just kind of senselessness, so we kind of are just here for no reason. A lot of people think Nietzsche is a nihilist, but in actuality, he is not. He is very critical of nihilism. In his writings, he sounds like he is, but when you get into the deeper end of his work, you really realize that he's trying to teach us to find our own meaning. That's kind of very succinctly what he tries to teach. And I've studied his work, and he says there's three kind of stages to life. We all start off as camels. This is kind of the first stage, and a lot of people will never leave this stage. A lot of people will die camels. You know, think of a camel. It's an animal who just walks through life, takes directions from humans, and carries a huge baggage, a load of just crap directions. You know, that's the camel. It's the first thing we were born into this world as camels. You know, we're little children. We take directions from our parents without questioning them. We go to elementary school or primary school, whatever you call it, middle school, and then we go to high school, and we just take directions from whoever, you know, our teachers, our parents, even our friends. You know, we're camels. We just take directions. We take the world as is. And that's obviously not the stage Nietzsche would want us to live in. He wants us to move on to the second stage. The second stage is the lion. You know, the lion is more powerful. He's more prideful, and he questions things, and he takes the world not as is, and he starts rejecting these answers thrown at him. Now, the lion is a little bit better than the camel, but the issue with the lion is that when you are in this stage, you say no too often. You know, someone gives you directions and you don't want to be a camel, so you simply say no and you reject everything. But if you live in this stage for too long, then you're just simply saying no and you're not really doing anything with your life. You're not really seeking that meaning to life because you're just rejecting everything. And then that's how we get to the third stage. The third stage, Nietzsche says, is the essence of the essence of what we want to achieve, which is the child. It's kind of a reverse that the third stage, the final stage, is a child, and we're born into this world as children, but actually we start off as camels. But the third and final stage is a child, because, and this is what you want to aspire to be, because the child is happy, he's playful, he takes the world more to his own liking. He says yes to the things he wants to do, and he says no to the things he doesn't want to do. The child is very playful, he's happy, he gets to just do things. You know, if he doesn't want to do math, then he doesn't want to do math. And it's kind of weird, it's kind of a reverse, because we have to have the child mindset, we have to be in the stage of the child as adults. Because as if we were just children, if we're 5 years old, it's impossible to be in the child stage that Nietzsche discusses, because when we're 5 years old, we don't know any better. We just listen to our parents. But when we're adults and we have a more sense of freedom, a more sense of awareness and consciousness, and then we enter the stage of the child, and then we have the freedom to actually say yes or no. We actually know what we're talking about. We don't just take the world as is, like the camel, and we're not just rejecting everything like the lion, because the child has both the power to say yes and no to everything in life that he wants to do or not do. So, at the beginning of the podcast, I talked about how I'm lost and looking for guidance towards this vague sense of what I want to be for my life. And I'm just kind of doing things right now. I don't really know if any of these things that I'm doing leads up to that vague meaning of life. I'm reading, writing, doing this podcast, going to school. These are all kind of just things I'm doing. And I'm not sure if I'm doing just math for the sake of doing math, or I'm actually doing math to eventually learn about chemistry. And I'm afraid that right now I'm in the stage of the camel. I'm afraid that I'm just taking directions because of conformity, because of social pressure. I'm afraid that maybe I should not have gone to university right away. That's one of my big fears. I know how much money I'm making my mother pay to come to a private university in the States. And obviously, as an economist, I value time and money, and opportunity costs and all that jazz economics teaches you. And I'm afraid that I ended up here because I was too much in the mindset of a camel. Because what I really want to do right now, like if I could just be anywhere right now, right this second, I would be in Tibet or the Shaolin Temple and just practicing as a Buddhist monk. Yeah, that's probably where I choose to be right now. But conformity has made me seek an education and a degree, and social pressure from my friends, because What will they think of me if I suddenly drop out of university 2 years in? You know, social pressure to maintain my GPA, get a good GPA, you know, parental pressure. Of course, my mother, as an immigrant to Canada, wants me to work so hard to give her children an education. Probably wouldn't take too well to her son dropping out after 2 years. Actually, over the break, over winter, over Christmas break, she told me she'd pay for an MBA because probably she'd love to tell her friends that her son has an MBA. So, you know, she probably cares a lot about that societal pressure. She might be also into that conformity thing about certification and degrees, but I'm also in that, and I'm afraid that I'm not sure if I'm doing the things for the right reasons, or like, what am I doing here? Am I doing math, or am I learning how to be a chef? God, I keep going back to the chef and math analogy. It's made up on the spot earlier on, but I hope it kind of makes sense because I'm lost right now, and Nietzsche is just bugging me every time I think about the meaning of life, because Nietzsche is such a good philosopher. I'll probably do another podcast just solely on Nietzsche and his philosophy later on. But yeah, he has some great, great works and great ideas. But oh, he really makes me think about whether or not I'm a camel. Or maybe I'm a lion. Maybe I'm in the second stage. But that's also kind of scary because the lion, it just says no to everything. So maybe I'm just saying no to everything I want to do. Oh, yeah. So that's what I did the past week, past 10 days. I was in Switzerland, loved it, very beautiful. I might post pictures later on my blog. So if you follow my blog, thejossamlife.blog, you can see some beautiful pictures of me skiing and just the overall scenery, the places I saw while taking the train. Yeah, I really took the train too much, and that really made me think too much. So here I am, just feeling lost, hoping I'm not a camel, afraid. But I'll finish this podcast with one more kind of analogy that I heard from someone I really admire. I was in a class with him in my humanities human person class last semester. And he kind of had an answer to this feeling of lost, sense of kind of despair that I'm feeling. Maybe not despair, but just lack of guidance. And his answer was, imagine if you were just plopped in the middle of the desert. You had no water, no map, just shirt on your back. And you look around and you just don't see anything. You're just middle of the desert. You don't see a nearby town. Don't see a well. No idea where you are. Sun's blazing. You're just sweating buckets. And obviously, you wanna get out of there, right? Obviously, what do? The first thing you'd probably start walking. You just pick a random direction, and you just walk. Like that's the only thing you do, right? Unless you wouldn't just sit there and do nothing, right? And you pick a direction and you just go. Might be the wrong direction, might be the right direction, but at least you're walking and you're not just sitting there letting yourself burn and die, essentially. So that's kind of the analogy. That's kind of where I'm thinking I am right now. I've just picked a direction and at least I'm walking. I might be in the desert. I might not have a map. But I'm walking, and I hope I'm walking in the right direction. All right, thank you again for tuning in to the Jossam Life podcast. My name is Jeff Wang, and I hope you have a great life.